Hi, this is Vernon Kennedy, Paiute from the Burns Paiute Tribe. I'd like to share this coyote story. Coyote was with Isha, who was going to be in a fight. As Isha was getting ready, he told his brother, "Don't watch me, even though you hear a lot of fighting. Don't even peek." Coyote could not stand looking at his brother. He heard the fighting outside the teepee and decided to peek through a little crack. At that instant, his brother was shot and fell to the ground. Isha's enemy roasted him, then celebrated their victory by dancing. Coyote tricked them to the dance. He waited until they were feasting. He knew he had to get one of his brother's bones. When they weren't looking, he grabbed a bone. He carried it with him everywhere he went. At night, he would bury it in the ground. He did this for several days because his noisiness has caused his brother's death. He wanted to make up for it by carrying the bone with him. One morning he heard a voice tell him to build a campfire. At first, Coyote thought he was hearing things, but the voice spoke again. Coyote looked around the camp, then realized the voice belonged to Isha. He gathered some wood and built a big fire. His brother had come back to life. Coyote was so happy to see him alive that he did everything his brother wanted without complaining. That's the story of it. Coyote and Isha.